Walt tipped to the Road Ranger back. Garnet Goldramon has texted. He says, to hell with Pete Crow Armstrong. That's all I have to say. That's the dude who beat him yesterday. The Cubs played the White Sox. He hits a walk-off home run in the 10th. And he also hit the home run to start the game. He's your likely NL MVP right now. But how about the Cubs and the White Sox? I mean, again, if we get a World Series, it's Cubs and the White Sox. That'd be crazy. I'm getting a lot of Belichick's. I'm getting Beamer. Sanders. How about that? I like those. Those are good. That's a good job there, Texter. Texter said the Lamborghini dealership will stop handing out Lambos if Sarkisian doesn't start giving them some banners to hang. Yeah, I think Sarkisian's safe. I think he's the best coach they've had in a long, long time. But I mean, you're right. Look, you know, it had been a while. Think about the tomato cans they had, Tom Herman and, you know, Charlie Strong. It just... It wasn't working out. Tess says Lincoln Riley. I think Lincoln Riley's off that list. He has a number one recruiting class. I think he's headed for the best year he's had. I do think, the schedule that they have is brutal. Jeff says, I feel like Tennessee is going backwards in momentum. I agree with that. I actually think this is the most interesting call anyone has made. I think that Josh Heupel is on shaky ground. Delbert McClinton song. I think he's on shaky ground. I think Josh, you know, people are ranking Tennessee again. Why are you ranking Tennessee? I did not rank Tennessee. We have to go over that AP poll, but I didn't rank Tennessee. Why would I rank Tennessee? I mean, they have a favorable schedule, but I mean, they were ranked last year and they stunk. They are going in the wrong direction. And I think people are getting a little sick of them. I sort of do. Texas said Dabo in trouble with the 6-6 year. Yeah, I don't know. Ben Milstead says, with what USC has, if they were to flame out Lincoln Riley, he has Lincoln Riley too. Look, this is the part I agree with. If Lincoln Riley and USC produces like a 6-6 season this year, I think he could be gone. Now, I do think he has one of the top recruiting classes. And so I think he's finally heading in the right direction. The defense is still sort of a mystery. You know, he's turned it over to Gary Patterson now. He turns it over to somebody different like every couple of years when it doesn't work. And look, Gary Patterson's been a great coach throughout his career, but I don't know about, does he still... Does he still have the desire for that? I'm just not sure about that. I do think offensively they're loaded. And I do think this is the best team he's had. But like I said, that six-game schedule could make cowards out of anybody. They start out easy, but once they hit that stretch of six games, I'm just not sure there's a team in America. I haven't examined every schedule. I haven't tried to rank all the schedules. I haven't done the FBI thing. But I'm not sure there's a team in America that has a more difficult six-game stretch. I don't know how there really could be. In that stretch, I'm not going to have Ramona pull it up. I don't want to rehash it all. But in that stretch, they play, suffice it to say, no particular order here, but they play Ohio State, Oregon, and Indiana. They have all three of those teams in a six-game stretch that also includes a 3,000-mile trip to Happy Valley to play Penn State / Iowa State, and a game against Washington, who I have ranked like 18 or 19 or something, with Williams at quarterback, who LSU also tried to pay $5 million to. LSU sure sprinkled the coinage around at quarterback. There's no question about that. Illini just says, what if DeBoer goes 4-4 through the first eight games? Look, I'm not in love with DeBoer like the rest of the world. And I just haven't seen him do anything yet at Alabama. Now, they extended his contract, so I don't know that they can fire him. But I think he could be headed for a difficult year. Derek said Beamer has to be on the list. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good call. Now, again, what does he have to do to maintain his job? Probably win probably win eight, I would guess. Clemson Brad says, why has no one mentioned Alabama? Well, we just did. Timing is everything. What else we have here? I got an RIP Frank Beard. What's Robert in Georgia saying here? Robert in Georgia, I think I may have left Miami off my list. I think they definitely belong on the top offensive list. Yeah. I think Miami, again, we went over it. I think those are the top offenses in the country. And probably a tier below that, I would have Ole Miss and Georgia and a number of others. I haven't really thought about that far ahead. But who's the first coach? If we were going to have a first coach fired lottery, like you get to, who would you want? I would want Belichick. I don't know if it's really the North Carolina way to fire a guy like midseason. I'm just wondering if they have any choice. You know, it's amazing. As God's my witness, Ben Milstead and Jeff back-to-back, Ramona, just chimed in with Dave Aranda at the exact same time. I mean, at the exact same time. Dave Aranda, and you know what? I agree with that. I think he's sort of a bozo. He's a bright defensive mind, but I think he's lost that program. I think that's a good call. That's a good call by our own Ben Milstead and by Jeff, who both chimed in at the same exact time with Dave Aranda. So how about that? I'm going Belichick. I mean, I'm going Belichick because, first of all, his first lieutenant is in trouble for allegedly sexual harassment. His general manager.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, his son is having some unrelated issues. His concubine, his girlfriend, is always has some sort of issue.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't win games, and their quarterback is Billy Edwards. How can he possibly survive the whole season? You know, Ramona, just for kicks and giggles, and we did this a while ago, pull up their schedule. Pull up North Carolina's schedule. I don't see how, when I chase his concubine, LMAO, I mean, whatever you want to call her. Dex said, Alabama will not be bowl eligible. He says, mark it down. Ramona, I put Alabama 25th. I thought I hated him. Texter 420 hates him worse than I do. He says, they're not even going to be bowl eligible. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if they are not bowl eligible? You won't have to worry about whether they fire him or not. You won't have to worry about paying the rest of that contract. They'll drag him around the streets by a car on a rope or something on the ground. Drag him through the streets of Tuscaloosa. It will not be good. Not be good. Yeah. Okay, you have their schedule?
Yes.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, their first versus TCU in Dublin.
Yeah, they're not winning that. They're losing their opener. TCU beat them by a million last year. Okay, so, you know, TCU has the Craig kid from Harvard playing quarterback now. Is he as good as Hoover? He might be. He's pretty good. And so they have an advantage there. I just think they have an advantage, period. I think they have a coaching advantage. I think collegiately it's Sonny Dykes over Bill Belichick. And I'll take Craig over Billy Edwards.
Okay, and then they have TETSU home.
See, I'm not even sure about this.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not.
I don't even know who that is. Come on. Can't beat him.
That's too funny. Ramona says, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
East Tennessee State.
Okay,
I'm not 100% sure of that. I'm really not. Okay, since Ramona says she's not even sure who that is, we'll give them a win.
Okay, at Clemson.
Okay, they're going to get killed.
Okay, and then they have Notre Dame at home.
Okay, killed chapter two. Okay, so now they're 1-3.
Then they're at Pitt.
Whooped, 1-4.
Then they're at Duke.
1-5.
Syracuse, home.
1-6.
Miami, home.
1-7.
At UConn. Come on.
No. They're not, I don't think that. I mean, UConn lost.
They're not going to beat a basketball school?
UConn lost most of their great team from last year.
What great team?
They were. They were good in football last year. They had an elite quarterback.
Okay.
They lost most of that team, but I still think they might be good enough to beat North Carolina.
Okay, and then Louisville at home.
Okay, get killed.
At Virginia.
Lulu's.
NC State at home.
By the way, that was Lulu's. That was like two losses. Lulu's. NC State at home. NC State owns them. So that's a loss. I mean, okay, how many games? What's the biggest? What is the highest total of games they could possibly win? Three is the high.
Three.
Everything goes right. Everything goes just perfect. No issues with the concubine.
She's going to leave him?
That's right.
She's going to leave him.
She's going to look.
That's embarrassing for her.
Yeah, she's going to. You're 100% right.
She's going to leave him.
Well, look, when your family job was running
a sex.
She's
probably got all sorts of money now.
Yeah, but when your family job was running a sex toy store, you can only be so embarrassed by what anybody else does. But yeah, I mean, she's going to look for a different old rich guy.
Yeah.
This old rich guy isn't working out.
No, he's not working out.
She's going to need a different old rich guy.
She needs fame also.
Yeah. Don't be surprised. You know, over there with the romance of Ireland, if she starts crossing the field over to the Sonny Dyke side of the field.
Ah.
She could arrive with Belichick and
just
leave.
Just not come back.
Right, and leave with Sonny Dykes. Just drop Bill right there. I don't know, man. I don't know. Texas says, I think Beamer will be okay. Hope the Gamecocks rebound, stay healthy. But I've said this before. That's from Travis. Look, I think so too. I think he's going to be okay. I think they have star talent on that team. And I think it's time for the star talent to step up. And I sort of think they're going to. Craig. On the Pratt Entry Lawyers phone line, Craig, what's going on, Craig?
Everybody knows what's wrong with the WNBA. Just nobody will say what it is. I can't say it on the radio because I get banned again. Anyway, it only took six plays for me to know that what all these Clemson fans knew about this Klubnik kid. Six plays. He almost got our star receiver killed. He missed it wide because he was happy feet in the pocket. Yeah. Missed a 40-yard, 40-touchdown. And then they're at the 10-yard line.
And what's really amazing is people are posting that throw to Garrett Wilson on the internet like it's a positive accomplishment by Klubnik.
Well,
that throw was terrible. I mean, yeah, Wilson had his man badly beaten on the inside break. And if you put it out in front of him or anywhere near him, he might score. Instead, you throw it the only place he can't. You throw it behind him and high and really could have got him killed.
To be honest, but the Garrett Wilson should have just kept on running through the play, not even one after the pass.
That's true. He should have let that ball go. Seriously, maybe he's trying to help his young quarterback. I don't know. But look, he's not going to be. The reality is, you are setting yourself up to draft a quarterback this year.
Well, yeah, but here's my only thing. If Smith gets hurt, and he's hurt right now. Klubnik has to play. We'll get the first or second pick. We got the Colts' first pick. If the Colts go on the wagon, we could get the first and second pick this year in the draft.
Yeah, the Jets are sort of set up.
That would be hilarious. And we still screw it up, but that would be hilarious.
Well, hey, the Knicks just won the NBA title, Craig. Things could be starting to turn.
I know. The Cubs won one. The Red Sox won one. You know what? This is horrible to say. Two sports, Bobby John and Don Nelson have passed. There's one more to go. You know who it could be. If that goes, we're going to go on a run. I don't want to wish that on anybody, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the worst thing Klubnik did, they're down at the 12-yard line, first and 10, you know, at the 12-yard line. And it's a pass. He has a wide open lane on the right side, wide open lane, cut up the middle. It's got what's going to be second and four. He cut it outside and lost 5 yards. It was like, what are you doing? He has happy feet and he has no pocket.
Well,
that's what I learned.
Yeah, well,
six
yes. Clemson fans are well aware of some of those.
All right. Well, anyway, peace of love, everybody.
Thank
be
you.
Safe.
Thank
nobody.
You there, Craig. Yeah. Yeah, Clemson fans have seen that. Yeah, yeah.
He said our.
Our?
Our, yes.
Our
when
what?
He referred to the other Clemson.
Oh.
He said our.
Oh, Craig.
He's
then.
A Clemson fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how about that? He is. Yeah. With this texter 483 says, how does that conversation go, Walt? She walks over and whispers in Sonny's ear, it's pronounced Jordan. Probably so. But I can see that happen. I think he's gonna have to be dumped after this year, Ramon. She's going back to the sex toy store. I saw the most unfriggin' believable thing last night, Ramona. I am very, very worried about the condition of who we are as a people. I'm really worried. This was random, Ramona. This is none of these things where they send a dude out to interview kids on a beach about...
Oh, asking them questions about America
about
and
government
stuff.
And yeah. Geography.
And they answer,
My God. Oh, my God. These are not cherry-picked either, Ramona. Wait till I tell you this. Rudy, I'll get to you on the other side. Rudy wants to talk about the Falcons. We'll be right back.
What's going on, everybody? Sam Jones here. I'm excited to serve as the lead commentator for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles Markets again this season. As per our tradition, our Week 1 matchup will be Easley at Pickens to kick the campaign off. You can join Grayson Mann and I this Friday night at 7 p.m. for pregame and 7:30 p.m. for kickoff as we start the 2026.
What is Tua doing?
Here's the thing, Rudy. You're just looking after her health and well-being. You don't want her to have too much.
Well, because I think I want to die before she does. So I figure
right. You eat
I want eight and she does
right.
Four. Yeah.
That's right. Die happy.
I'm very happy with that.
Exactly
yeah.
Right.
So
no better way. I can't think of a better way on earth to die than eating Krispy Kreme donuts. You know, let's go.
No, you know, other than that, I want a bowl of hash from Pickle Wiggly with Tabasco sauce.
That sounds good. Random, but good.
What is the deal with Tua?
Oh, he sucks.
I know he sucks.
That's the deal.
Why,
he sucks. Rudy, you know what? He sucks.
I've asked Ted to take him back.
Yeah.
Right. He won't do
right.
It.
Not only does he suck, Rudy, but he's strange. He sucks and he's strange. I don't know what he was doing the other day on the practice field. He's like
doing some
stupid little dance, and other players were looking at him like, dude, are you drunk? What on earth? You throwing the ball the way you throw, you should not be dancing. I mean, honestly, he throws like an 8-year-old. There's just.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Penix is legit?
I think he's legit, but he's got to be healthy. He's got to stay healthy, and that's a concern. He's still trying to come back.
He's better than the dancing gigolo we got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, better than the dancing whatever. I'm not sure. I don't know if Tua is going to qualify in that category either.
I just don't understand why Atlanta would go after him. Why not go to a legit? Why not keep Cousins? Could they not afford him?
I guess not. And you know, Tua came with basically no cost, so he was a veteran who was available at a bargain rate. So we'll see.
Now, do you think Penix is can it get Atlanta to the playoffs or no?
I think if Michael Penix can stay healthy, he is Atlanta's quarterback of the next 12 to 15 years.
With Bijan Robinson playing. Yes.
Yeah. If he can stay healthy, I think he's the guy. But health is the question, you know, and he's obviously had some problem with knees. I think it's three
okay,
knee injuries.
Well, next time Ted calls in, I'm going to ask for a refund.
Thank you, Rudy. Good talking to you. By the way, Ted's asking if we're going to get Jeff Cameron on. Yeah, I wrote Jeff a little bit ago, Ted. So we'll endeavor to get Jeff on, talk a little Florida State for you. It's Garrison and Matt. Garrison, how are you, Garrison? Good to have you. Garrison, let's go Mets. My Mets have won 10 of the last 13, Garrison. 10 of 13.
Well,
stop the season.
Look, man, I try to tell you, Mets are turning it around.
Yeah.
They're coming. Yeah. Coming on strong.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Ramona, Pete Alonso, you can say whatever you want about him, okay? He's playing with a bunch of nobodies. You can say whatever you want about him. He's now seventh in the American League in RBIs because he's a run-producing machine, and you don't get rid of a guy who came up in your system who was a run-producing machine for you. Don't get rid of those guys. The Mets are so stupid. I mean, they just are.
Yeah.
So we're on a little run, but we have about three or four guys that are worth keeping.
Yeah, it's a fair point, but it's also worth knowing. Well, I mean, it's a 162 game season. You're going to have some good moments. You're going to have some bad moments. It's part of it.
Garrison, we had like 110 bad moments.
Yeah. Well, I actually want to ask you about a little rough moment, Walt. So, I mean, look, you know, I'm a Braves fan, and you and I talk about this all the time before the show, and you know, you had made an interesting point the other week about the Braves pitching potentially being what limits them in terms of postseason success. And I do agree that the starting pitching is lackluster, but I'm actually a little bit more concerned
Sales,
about the hitting.
Sale can match up with anybody. I'm fine with him.
It's the depth of starting pitching.
No, I think Elder is a concern. I don't trust him, and if you wind up in a 2-versus-2 matchup, I don't trust him.
Well, the thing is, because I agree with you, by the way, but I'm concerned about the hitting. I watched the Braves last night, and it is not ever a good thing to give up a 4-spot in the first inning.
Yeah.
But that was it. Once you gave it the 4-spot, it was over.
Yep.
The Braves scored 2 runs, and they both came on an RBI single by Acuna in the 5th. They had so many runners in scoring position the rest of the game. The Twins pitchers were not overpowering, and they could not hit them. Ober was topping out at like 89 on the 4-seam fastball, and they couldn't hit them.
Yeah.
Like, and this is the big leagues. They ought to be crushing them. They couldn't. It concerns me that
it's just one game, though. I mean, Matt Olson's had a great year. Riley has come alive a little bit. You got other guys contributing. You know, you got Acuna back. I'm not especially worried about that. I get your point, but don't put too much emphasis on one game. The question to me was always going to be, can you beat the teams you're going to match up with in the playoffs? And did the Braves do enough in that regard to be able to win the World Series, which is the ultimate goal? And I don't know. Look, I think a lot of this is coming down to Elder. I know Elder had a good year. Maybe this is his breakout year in the playoffs. We'll see. That needs to happen because if it doesn't, I don't see how the Braves get the job done.
Well, I trust your opinion. You know what you're talking about. I'm going to watch them tonight. Maybe it was just one game. Weird stuff happens. But the Braves are at Milwaukee this weekend. They're going to face some top pitching
The thing with the Brewers is if you get behind the Brewers, you're toast. Because, again, their bullpen is just unbelievable. And, you know, and they're tough. I mean, I look – they have been amazing in recent years for how competitive they've been with the type of team salary that they have. But this is their best team. I think this is the team that if somebody were to tell me today the Milwaukee Brewers go on to win the World Series this year, I would not be shocked at all. And I can't remember saying that in any recent years, even though they've been good.
I'll tell you this, then I'll take it off air, Walt. Look, I love the Braves. That's my team. Yeah, I'm following the Braves, obviously. But the Brewers are a fun team to
they
watch.
They are.
They're
just
a fun
team.
And competing a beat.
Exactly.
That's a fun brand of baseball to watch.
I agree with that completely. And I think for fans of teams whose teams get eliminated, those fans might morph over and root for the Brewers. I mean, certainly, you know, it depends on the situation. But obviously, if the Braves were not in it and the Brewers were playing the Dodgers, every Braves fan on earth is rooting for the Brewers against the Dodgers.
Of course.
Because every fan of every fan base is rooting for anybody against the Dodgers. The Dodgers are now the evil empire. So there's that.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Thank you, Garrison.
Thank you,
Walt. Talking to you as always.
Take care.
Yep. Matt in Greenville. Matt, I'm coming right to you. Do not move. I'm coming right to you on the other side as soon as we get back.
The countdown is on. 18 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Snap, hold, kick on its way. Got the distance. Doesn't have the accuracy.
He hit it.
The Roar, where every day is game day. More wall-to-wall sports.
Yes!
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Dangerous territory.
It can really be dangerous.
Yes, yes. And Ramona just found that out when she encountered a naked lesbian scene featuring Rosie O'Donnell on my Twitter feed.
Yeah, they're covered up.
They're covered up. Yeah,
yeah they are.
I would not have put it on my Twitter feed. Had Rosie O'Donnell been naked,
I just want everybody to understand.
Yeah, yeah. It was in the realm of
not being able to unsee.
Yeah, it was traumatizing enough to see her covered up just talking about it. I don't understand how that other chick did it. I just, you know, it's like, I don't, who would think of that as a thing to do anyway? Like what director would say, you know, if we could only get Rosie O'Donnell naked, it's like a no. It's like exit 19B. It's a no.
God.
It's a non-starter. No naked Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, no. Right? That's just wrong.
You can't
that's
have it.
Just wrong.
There's certain things you can't have. You can't have that.
It said, not nearly as horrified as this is for us. I never saw it, and I'm already terrified.
Yeah, terrified. It was terrifying.
My God.
It was absolutely terrifying.
I got to find something else happy to wash that out.
Matt in Greenville. Matt, good to have you, Matt.
Man, I got to come on after Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my God. At least she didn't have to see it.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme, Walt. I went over there the other day in Anderson. I got six. I regret not getting the other six.
Yes.
But I was talking to the worker there. I said, you know, what's the most you've ever seen someone order at one time? They said 15 dozen at 10 till close. And I was like, that's either Walt Detula or Aaron Rodgers doing that as being a sadist. But I'm probably going to go Walt Detula.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, 15. Yeah, yeah. Might as well live your life. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and you know that person probably got assorted. Half of them are assorted.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But you got to go classic if you're going that many.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. I just thought that was crazy. They had a Biscoff one. I got a Biscoff and apple pie one. Those are awesome.
So we were wondering about that. So the Biscoff one was incredible, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
But the apple pie is awesome.
Oh, you gotta have that. Yeah, it's a must.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But yeah, they're awesome. You know, encourage people to go out. You're on the air tomorrow, I think.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna give you my list of NFL underrated teams. I'm almost done with it.
Yeah, we need some NFL.
Gilman,
talk.
That's a coach that nobody talks about. Yeah. One of the most innovative guys. In the 50s,
yep.
Some other players I've been finding. But real quick, a college football question for you.
Yep.
I've seen some talk saying if Kansas doesn't do well this year, meaning going to a bowl game, they're going to fire the coach. I think that would be pulling the plug way too early
on
that situation.
But, you know, Lance Leipold gets a lot of love for being a genius. There hasn't been much sign of genius from him since he got
True.
To Kansas. So he better do something soon because otherwise they're going to be looking again. I think Ramona's still exploring my Twitter feed because she's covering her face again. I told you to stop. I warned you. My Twitter feed needs to come with a warning, apparently.
And one team I was going to leave you with and see people should probably talk more about New Mexico
in
Mountain West.
Yep.
I think they could win that conference and succeed well. Same with Hawaii.
Yep.
You know, I
Agreed.
Think both those teams are good, do well. Thank you, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Matt. Yep. I have both of them just outside my top 25. They're they're in contention. You know, Ramona, a minute ago they were talking about WNBA again, and I started thinking about the X chromosome mother and daughter. Is this thing working? Hello, test.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Stay off my Twitter feed.
Okay.
Because I see you staring there.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
These people and married him.
But seriously, you know, you saw the chick who got the fat chick who got married.
They're getting married
at McDonald's.
Yeah, and she looks like she's marrying like her grandson.
I think she's marrying Big Macs. That's really what she's marrying. She's marrying Big Macs.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you get married to
McDonald's. Okay, I'm off now.
Yeah, even the people at McDonald's were looking at her strangely. You know, seriously though, that little deal with the X chromosomes, and can you imagine?
You
know me well. You've seen some things off air involving me and other people.
Yeah.
How do you think that would have gone for them had they tried that? And I've been like sitting with you, and you've got a double X chromosome shirt on. Can you imagine?
That would have gone really bad.
Yeah, it would have gone very badly for them.
They probably would have
jail for me. Ultimately,
they probably stopped all the pregame. And
yeah,
everything
would have stopped. Yes,
screaming.
Yeah, everything would have stopped, and some people would have been on the ground.
Yeah,
and
man, that's insane.
And that's when the police come. So Ramona, okay, this water show, right? They send this dude out to a beach, okay? And he's interviewing chicks in bikinis about the government and geography.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And a couple of these ne'er-do-wells too, right? And so these are not cherry picked. These are legitimately asking, okay? And it's focusing on like the same couple chicks in bikinis. This is one chick in a blue bikini. You had like women writing in response saying, these girls look like pole dancers. They need to get to school. You know, whatever. It's a beach, lady.
Get to school.
It's a beach. They're wearing bikinis. But Ramona, oh my God, are we screwed? Oh my God, are we in trouble?
I've heard some of these, so I imagine.
No, you don't know. So they asked this one dude, they asked this one guy, how many Supreme Court judges are there? And he says, 101.
What?
this guy's name is John.
Just threw something
he says lower. He says 55.
Oh my God.
Okay. Not everyone in the world knows how many Supreme Court judges there are, but 101, not a very good answer. All these answers were not very good answers. This one chick, Ramona, she says, I'm thinking I shouldn't have done this. She said that multiple times. She's getting every answer wrong, not just a little wrong, like really wrong. They asked who the presidents were in the 90s. The girl in the blue bikini says, how would I know that?
Wasn't in the 90s?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, you still have to have some idea of history. Finally, and so every answer is awful. I mean, just impossibly awful. And just when you think it cannot get worse, blue bikini is back. And he switches to geography, and he asks Blue Bikini to name a state that borders California.
Okay.
And she says, I'm not good at these government questions. He said, this is geography.
She didn't know what geography meant.
He says, this is geography.
Oh, God.
Ramona, as God is my witness, this is not a joke. This is not a setup. As God is my witness, the chick in the blue bikini says Kentucky.
Kentucky? She's on the wrong side of the United States.
The other chick in the bikini says Florida.
Florida.
Bordering California.
Okay, I didn't know. Florida.
We are screwed. I mean, We are in desperate, desperate to get off the beach, get to class, get to summer school. I mean,
summer school.
Ramona, the last couple of days, there are all these stories about what's happening in the education system with kids around the country and not being educated. You had a teacher, I think it was from Arkansas. He was crying. He's crying because he's got senior students who can't read.
How is that possible? They can't, how do they even
not to mention the fact that another instructor said that he failed 32 of the 35 people in his class because 32 of the 35 used AI to turn in their paper.
No way.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. AI is now being used for all of those purposes. Like students aren't doing any work anymore. They're just doing AI. So they're not being educated at all.
They're not even getting a degree right.
Right. You have a woman in Tennessee who quit. She told this girl in a class that she was failing, that she needed to turn this paper in. She told her multiple times. She didn't turn it in. The parent then went to the administrators and complained, and this teacher was a multiple award-winning teacher, right? A young woman, multiple award-winning teacher. They complained, and they gave her a passing grade. The administrator...
Because the mom came and complained?
Complained.
Doesn't she want...
Would her daughter get an education? No.
Yeah.
So so the teacher instantly turned in her resignation.
I don't blame her.
She said, I'm done.
If you can't.
Right. She said, I'm done.
That's bad.
Right.
That's bad.
And she was asked in an interview whether she'll go back into teaching somewhere else. She said, no, I'm finished. And so you've lost a teacher who was really smart, bright, articulate, who most of the students liked, and who was a multiple-time award winner. You've lost her because of the insanity that's going on in the education system right now. It's just it's absolutely ridiculous. You can't just pass people along, and you have institutions who got rid of the testing, who are now bringing the testing back. UCLA. I believe it was UCLA. It was one of the, it's either UCLA or Cal Berkeley. One of them has just brought testing back because they found out that the alternative is way worse. That if you don't test, the kids aren't prepared at
they
all.
They had dropped testing?
Right. They had dropped testing. They had dropped, you know, ACT, SAT.
Oh, yeah. The SAT.
They had dropped
testing.
These tests are now being brought back because they have found the inverse is happening. It's the dumbing down of American students. And I'm telling you right now, if this sample is reality, I mean, I'm sorry. The Blondie in the blue bikini, who got every question wrong, okay? Oh, actually, she got one right. She got the capital of New Jersey somehow. But after getting everything else completely wrong, if you think the state, if you've been in school, I don't know how old this chick is, 18, whatever. If you've been in school your entire life to this point and you think Kentucky borders California.
Yeah, that's bad.
You should not be on a beach. You
be studying.
You need a tutor. You need lots of tutors. You need lots of special help to educate yourself. This is actually not funny. It really isn't. It's not funny.
It's not. Right. Because they're.
And the other chick was worse than her. Oh my God. I mean, just if this is our future, we are truly screwed. Like, I mean, I'm laughing my butt off at this, but it's
better than crying.
Well, but it's really tragic. I mean, where are these people going to school? Where? How is it possible that you can think Kentucky borders California or Florida borders California? You know, the one guy said Colorado. At least he's headed west. Right. At least he's heading the general right direction. We got a chick who thinks Kentucky borders California. Another thinks Florida. I guess because it's warm weather and they both grow oranges, that she somehow thinks Florida. Where have they been to school? They've never seen a map of the United States? You don't know that Florida and California are on opposite ends of the country? You think Kentucky borders California? We are in massive trouble, Mara. That's all I can say. Every day, I think we get dumber and dumber. All right, that's it. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Let's break down the pitching matchup between Zebby Matthews and Tyler Mahle.
It's time for the Strong Arm Pitching.